If you let your love show, it can be fun, you know. If you let your heart go. And
Chinese, I think Chinese are quite prudent. A nation, you know. 中国人是比较谨慎的民族。So I guess most Chinese, if they want to immigrate to another country, they would. 就中国人去哪里去移民的话呢，他会先真的是先找到一个工作。这就是为什么我们说的雅思考试这类的移民的考试当中，大家很多说是 move for technical reasons, or they can be something like a technical stuff in a country, and they've already found a job there, and then they decide to move, decide to take the test of IELTS anyway.对，考雅思之前呢，大家都可能已经有 offer 那种，然后才会去移民。Yeah, some experiences, I've had from my students before. So, what they would probably be faced with would mainly be the accommodation. And what
yeah,
else?
Mostly, I mean, like, see, when everything is sorted out, if they can find a job before they're moving, then I think there's a higher possibility that their company is going to provide them with the accommodation for at least a year.
Would that always be the case? The company
most of the time who are going, like, the company will provide them because they know that when you're coming for the first time, you don't know anything. So they will provide you with the apartment. It might not be up to your standard, but you can choose.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, then you can request for
another one.
Yeah, another one, or you can just find another one.
So they can get everything nailed before they leave China, right?就是在出国之前，这一些就是住房的问题啊，或者是什么签证的问题，所有的这些都是会解决的，就都会已经解决好了之后才去的。反正对于我这样非常胆小的人来说，我会是这样，把所有的这些 go through all the procedures before I go， 对，所有的这些流程都走过了之后，才会说选择去出国。Okay, so this question, last one actually, right?Do you think if I am very innocent and know nothing about immigration and just have the you know, the guts to go to that country and live there to have a try, and then I just go and I would meet some cheaters, con artists, when I'm trying to find my accommodation and everything, like finding a job? 你觉得就这样很傻乎乎的出国的话，就不去做任何调研的话，直接出国会不会遇到骗子？ Like what we do in China?
Yeah, I mean, like, see, of course, every country have good and bad. They have cheater, con artists and everything. So that is the reason, like, it's always a better way to find, like, the official things, like app where you want to find a house or you want to find, like, anything related to the transportation. You just have to be a little bit careful and to go through the official websites, like if you want to find a house, right? So we have mentioned a few apps, right? So you can just go...And you can find the listings. In that way, you wouldn't be cheated because that's like everyone is using. And the best way is to solve or sort out everything before you land into the country.
Right?
So in this way, of course, you will be not cheated by anyone. And of course, everything is online now. So you just have to book a taxi. You use your phone to list your houses. You have to, you know, you can...go through your mobile application. So I think that will be okay. Nowadays, of course, like we are living in 2019. I don't think we are going to face any problems.
Okay. So, I think that's all we have time for today. Been through a lot of information, actually. So if you really want to move out, you need to, like what Ray has recommended,Sort everything out before you set up. 在你出国之前呢，出发之前呢，是 sort everything out， 就是把所有事情都先定好了之后，想好了之后再去出国。在国外的话，也是有不同的这种 application， 所以大家也不用太担心。就是刚才我们比如提到的一个 Zillow 这种哈 official website frequently used application， so there are something like the listings of good companies, real estate agents, and so on. 所以 don't worry too much about that.Anyway, you can not find help from Edu for this. Okay, so, right, let's leave a question to our listeners. Maybe they want to move out and they need to test their English about immigration. Yeah. Do you want to immigrate to another country? Which country would be your favorite? And why...
Yeah, what will be your first preference? Which country do you think will suit you? Because some of them might say US, or some of them might be Canada or Australia. So yeah, what's like your first destination?
Yeah. And why? Can you give us a reason why you want to move to that country?
Yeah, what will be your first priority? Like, what will be the reason that you want to immigrate to that country?
And how would you find your accommodation? 在 Ray 的建议之上啊，也就是通篇考虑他的这一建议之后呢 ，How could you find your accommodation? How could you settle down? Right? 你怎么在那个国家能够安定下来 ？Anything else? Or otherwise, we'll see our listeners next episode. Bye bye.
Bye bye.